Windy City Morning Radio Chicago WGN.
At 8:41, we have something for radio geeks, and I guess I'm in that category. Ken Deutsch was a disc jockey in Ohio, and he is now the authority on radio jingles. He's written a few books on the subject and joins us now to talk about all this. And Ken, after you were on the air for a while, you went into production. Is that right? Was that your main business?
I did. I was not much of a hit as a disc jockey, not particularly talented, so I had to find something else, and I started a jingle studio, and this was in around 1977. We produced ID call letter type jingles, you know, little things like we just heard that sing your call letters for stations all over the country and all over the world.
And did you do commercials for companies as well as radio stations?
Yes, we call those commercial jingles, those little 30 and 60 second things that advertise car dealers and jewelry stores and like that. Yes, we did many of those too.
And looking here, I see you worked with United Airlines and Pizza Hut, so you know what you're talking about. And we've got a sample here of some jingles, and let's start with a couple that I think you dug up from my past in the 70s. And now these jingles were often done by some pretty talented musicians, correct?
Oh, yeah. There were many famous people that sang jingles either before they were famous or sometimes afterwards. You know, people like Janie Fricke and Rita Coolidge and a lot of people like that sang jingles along the way.
I think we're going to hear the Anita Kerr singers here. Listen to this.
WLS in Chicago.
Yeah. The Anita Kerr was a successful recording artist. Wasn't she?
She was. For many years, she sang backup on a lot of hits that you know, like Jingle Bell Rock and Big John and, you know, a lot of songs like that for country artists first in Nashville, and then she moved to Chicago and eventually L.A. and sang backup for the Carpenters and a lot of other famous people. She probably released, you know, more than 20 albums of just her music.
Here's more from Anita Kerr, and this goes back to the 60s. A really, really great sound. Here it is.
Lakeshore Drive, North Side, West Side, South Side in Chicago. It's WLS.
You know, it's interesting, Ken, for a lot of people who grew up around here, hearing something like that, it actually kind of kicks in a nerve, a nostalgic part of you, and it's the same as hearing one of your favorite old rock and roll songs, isn't it?
Well, I think that is exactly the same principle at work there. If you think about it, you may not remember what an announcer said in 1962, but you will remember a jingle, and even if people haven't heard those jingles in many years, they will, it'll touch a nerve.
All right, let's get these out of the way before we move on to other radio stations. Here you go.
Bob-Sarat, WLS. Bob-Sarat, WLS.
Now, I must say that the jingle production there, and those are from the 70s, obviously, the ones from the 60s actually sounded better to me.
I thought so, too. The vocal blend was sweeter. And in the 70s, there was such a move to do everything so quickly, you know, and jam everything into 3 or 4 seconds if you could, where when the Anita Kerr jingles were on the air in the early 1960s, they took their time and they created more of an image. And I like those better, too, in this case.
We'll remember some gone but not forgotten radio stations coming up with Ken Deutsch, co-producer of the Rare and Scratchy Rock and Roll podcast with our friend Dave Milberg.
Bob Sarat.
That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Sarat, start your day.
Ken Deutsch writes about radio and the radio industry, and we're talking about jingles today. And you know what, Ken? I mean, jingles, as you mentioned, gave radio stations an identity, and people remembered them just like they remembered the music. We brought back some jingles here at WGN. Why don't radio stations use them today?
I don't know. They seem to be kind of out of favor at the moment, or just not cool. It's and also it's another one of those things, one of those financial factors where radio stations, most of them, cut their budgets so short. They just can't really afford to produce the kind of jingles they want to. You know, a big-time station like WGN can get nice jingles, but, you know, most of the stations in the medium markets, just it's not a budget item anymore like it used to be.
We're going to play a jingle now, and Landecker and I have talked about this. We thought these were the best jingles ever produced. I know they were very expensive. We'll talk about this one in a second, but check this out.
WCFL, Encore, Encore.
Wow. The old WCFL. Talk about those jingles, Ken.
Well, those were produced in Los Angeles by a guy named Chuck Bloor, who was primarily a radio programmer, and he invented really some of the early days of Top 40 with something he called color radio on the West Coast at KFWB, but he also had some radio station clients all over. And he got these jingles for WCFL, had them produced in L.A., and they were so exciting and so much fun. And, you know, some of them are like a minute long. I didn't put that on our little list to go over today. But some of them were a minute long. People could take their time and just enjoy them.
Yes, and folks remember those. Now, the next one we're going to play from the old WCFL, which is no longer. Now, is this from the mid-70s, Ken?
Right. WCFL was, of course, the competing Top 40 station to WLS. But in 1975, they blinked and they dropped their top 40 format, and left that to WLS. And for a while, they were beautiful music. And so Larry Lujack, who had been a disc jockey at WCFL, still had a contract for 2 more years. So he had to just sit there and get paid for 2 years. But eventually, they tried a lot of different formats. And the jingle that you're about to hear now was part of their lifestyle format. The Mutual Network had a lifestyle format, and so that's what this is.
Lifestyle Radio, Mutual, CFL, turn on the Chicago lifestyle, Mutual CFL,
Lifestyle Radio,
Mutual CFL,
AM 1000.
Not a bad jingle, but is the reason I don't remember that because nobody listened?
Yeah, that could be. At that point, all of the Top 40 fans went to WLS, or they began to go to FM in those years. And so that's maybe why they don't remember that.
See if anybody remembers this one.
W-I-N-D.
Yeah, for a while they were playing music, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing about that jingle, besides the fact that the instrumental track sounds a little like Up, Up, and Away, which had been a popular hit a few months earlier. The thing about that is the logo, W-I-N-D, that's the notes from the movie Gone with the Wind, Tara's theme. And that should sound familiar if you listen to it and think about that. And the idea was it's, you know, W-I-N-D, the wind, Gone with the Wind. So they thought that would make sense. Although I don't know if anybody noticed that. It's kind of subtle, you know.
WVON was a great music station back in the day. Herb Kent and some tremendous talent on the station. Here's what one of their jingles sounded like.
So music!
W!
Wow!
D!
Yeah!
O!
Awesome!
And as you point out, Ken, all the singers on the jingle were white, weren't they?
They were. And WVON, the call letters stand for, VON stands for the Voice of Negro.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they were when they went on the air. And they did serve the black market, the urban market we call it today. But it was a great station to listen to. I was born in Chicago and lived there until 1962, and I used to listen to it, so, you know, it was great.
The old WMAQ went through many incarnations, music, talk, and this is from their country period.
Who's the friend of a truck-driving man? WMAQ, Country Music Radio.
Yeah. Did they spend any money on those, Ken?
Oh, yeah. That was a pretty expensive package by a big Dallas jingle firm called TM Productions. And the guy they got to come in and sing that was a guy named Ronnie Dawson, who was kind of a Jerry Reed wannabe. So if you listen to the way he sounds, he sounds a little like Jerry Reed.
Here's another country station, WJJD at the time.
The home of the Western gentleman, WJJD 1160.
And let me slip one more in here. Another AM soul station in Chicago was WGRT.
Number one on the great one, WGRT, soul of Chicago.
Ken Deutsch, I know we've awakened the geek and many old radio fans. If they want to read more about jingles, hear more jingles, and check out some of your books and your blogs, where do they go?
Well, they can go to a site called jinglesamplers.com, jinglesamplers.com. And I have written three books about the jingle industry, and they're available there. Plus, if people just like jingles, they can either download or listen to montages of jingles until they can't stand it anymore. There's so much on that.
I may be going down a few of those rabbit holes myself. Ken Deutsch, who co-produces that rare and scratchy rock and roll podcast. We've featured Dave Milberg here on the broadcast many times. Say hi to Radio Dave for us, and thanks, Ken.
I'll do that, and thanks a lot for having me. I had a good time.
Rare and scratchy rock and roll.